Well, good morning. This is the Talk of the Town. Our guest this morning is Mr. Dananath Fernando, who is from the Advocata Institute. Very good morning to you, Mr. Fernando.
Good morning, Faraz.
Now then, I know you are an observer of matters economic, and I wondered if you could give me a reaction to the news that the central bank has imposed a limit on the interest rate on foreign currency deposits. Why the need to do that?
Basically, Faraz, as we all know, there's a big shortage in the foreign exchange market. So central bank and our policy being oriented to get cash as much as possible, foreign exchange, and also to stop foreign currency being going out from the system at the same time as much as possible. So over a period of time, there have been multiple restrictions, multiple interventions, multiple policies addressing this. So this has been the latest, because now the situation is banks really do not have foreign exchange. So they try different ways to attract foreign exchange on one hand. At the same time, they are imposing certain restrictions to make sure that foreign currency won't go out from the system. So this interest rate intervention, I see it as the further step from the central bank to stop the bleeding and try to bring more foreign currency into the system.
Will it actually stop the outflow, or will it encourage, especially Sri Lankan people who have money outside, will it help them to sort of bring it back? Will it attract them to bring it back?
I doubt, for us, because the reason is, if you look at the herb market, or we call it like the informal market, the dollar being traded at a very high rate. What banks being offered and what is traded at outside is almost about more than 10% to 15% different. It depends on the situation. So people really do not have an incentive to bring it to the system, formal system. And those who have dollars tend to keep it as long as possible. And even their dollar payments, they try informal methods as much as possible. And this is the consequences when you really don't allow the markets to operate. So I really doubt, just through an interest rate, again, ceiling and an intervention, whether we'll really be able to bring the money into the system. The one solution maybe, which is not favorite, you have to float the rupee, and then you will get to know what's the exact value of the rupee, and then people who are having dollars may bring that dollars into the system, because they can have a higher rupee as a value. But this point, for a lower value, it really doesn't make sense to exchange at that rate, because you already know your dollar is valued more than what is the rates being provided by the banks.
I see. Where will this all end? Where will we see the US dollar and if other foreign currencies? Where is the plateau?
It also depends on what would be the government's policy. At the from the direction that I see, it is not something that in favor of markets and for the Sri Lankan consumers, because it's trading at a higher rate outside. And it has already been depreciated quite significantly over the last few weeks. So that will add to cost of living, that would add on everything that we consume. So most likely we might have to depreciate or float the currency to stop it. And there has been discussion on an IMF program. So depending on what would be the policy decision by the government, I think our destiny will be decided for us.
And so the question is then, are we going to the IMF, or is it a better question to ask you, when will the IMF come to our aid?
I think the better question that we have to ask ourselves, with what plan are we going to go to the IMF? Because you can't go to the IMF in empty hands. You have to have a proper policy and a plan even to go to the IMF. I think the first question we have to ask ourselves is, what is the reform that we plan to do when we are going to the going for aid to the IMF? That is the most serious question, and we should go with a proper reform plan. Otherwise, things will be much difficult in future for us, in my view.
So nothing quite like a professional plan that can be done?
Yes, I don't see a professional plan at the moment. I am really worried about it, because the question is not whether we are going to the IMF or not, but the plan that we propose. And if we don't have a proper plan, most likely things will go really south, and it will be uncontrollable at one point. That is my real worry. And at the same time, it gives a golden opportunity to do the reforms which have been postponing for a long period of time. So I hope it will be painful, and needless to say, it won't be rosy, it will be really painful, but I think it is better to get the pain as early as possible rather than delaying it and completely going for an uncontrollable economic condition. I think we have to do it as fast as possible. That's my hope.
Thank you very much, Dalanath Fernando, for those rather sobering thoughts there. Let's hope for the best. Thank you very much. It's now time to rejoin the Morning Fix with Dom and Asanka. Thank you.
Thank you, Paras. Thank you very much.